But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Almost sounds like a Doors song, Bob, at the beginning. Did you like the Doors? Did you see the movie with Jim Morrison all those years ago? Val
no,
Kilmer?
I like the Doors. I did not see the movie, no.
Hell of a job by Val Kilmer. Remember Billy Kilmer of the old Washington Football Club?
Yes.
Him and Sonny Jurgensen. One of my first favorite running backs was Larry Brown for those teams. The Over the Hill Gang. You remember them, Bob?
Yes. I remember the Hogs. I remember the running backs they had, too, were really good. Joe Gibbs knew how to make, you know, take advantage of that.
I think Joe Gibbs is the most underrated football coach in history. Why? Because he won 3 Super Bowls with 3 different quarterbacks.
Yes,
none of whom are in the Hall of Fame.
Yes, he did.
Thank you, Bob.
That's quite an accomplishment when you think about it.
It really is. And he was in the thick of it in a lot of other years.
And now he's a race car legend.
With great teams. I mean, those were the Parcells Giants, the Bill Walsh Niners, and the Bears, for God's sakes. The 85 Bears were in that mix, Bob. Don't forget about them.
I remember the Super Bowl shuffle.
Me too. It's time to look at some of the other playoff games in the NFL world in general. And for that, we go to our friend and yours, Sean Myers, for a six-pack.
Do you want want some sort of bed to go with this as well?
Yeah.
NFL films?
Yeah, I would like that. Very softly. That.
There you go. It's hard-pounding excitement. The National Football League comes your way as we break down the playoff matchups right here on the Pomp and Joe with Sean. Don't call me Seth Myers.
This is why we lift all them weights, Sean. Let's go.
I told you that was my favorite aspect of Pomp was his terrific voice.
Yeah. Yes.
So I know you've already highlighted this a little bit, Joe, but question number one, these are all non-Steelers NFL playoff questions.
Yeah.
3 home teams are pretty heavily favored, not counting Baltimore. Buffalo, Philadelphia, and Tampa, although Tampa's line is not as significant. Of those 3 teams, Buffalo hosting Denver, Philadelphia hosting Green Bay, Tampa hosting Washington, who is the likeliest to be upset?
Tampa.
I agree. I think Washington.
I think Washington is primed to do that.
I think even some of the games they lost, like to Baltimore and to the Steelers, weren't like horrific losses by any means. It looked like they're going to be one of those teams that surprises you for 9 or 10 weeks and then fades, but they made another comeback. I think they're a pretty dangerous team right now, myself. Bob?
I do. I think they have all the makings. You know, first of all, you got to have a quarterback who's up to it. And you're talking about Jaden Daniels, who in the rookie season has done some things. Although I'm not convinced he's going to be the rookie of the year now. You got that into my head the other day when you said Bo Nix has really come on strong. But I think given Daniels has been there all year and has done it with a team that I don't think many people thought would be like this, I'd have to give it to him. But, although I'm not going to underestimate Baker Mayfield. He's a gamer. He's a guy who gets out there and just when everyone thinks his career may be over or sidetracked, he throws 41 touchdown passes and just unbelievable success down there in Tampa.
Well, he asked us which one was most likely. I'm not even sure I'm predicting that, but that could be an upset. I think that one's the most likely. Although I'm worried that the Bills going against Bo Nix. Sean Payton's the better head coach. They have more sacks than anybody in the NFL, the Broncos. Did you know that, Bob? You do now. And also Patrick Surtain. He just covers half the field.
Yeah, he's locked down for sure.
Did James Franklin take a shot at Notre Dame when he said everybody should be in a conference? I think so. Them are fighting words, Bob, aren't they?
I don't know if I'd go that far. That's been a narrative that's been out there for a long time.
When you're the week you're playing Notre Dame, you say everybody should be in a conference? That's a shot across the bow.
If they want to use that as fighting words, go ahead. They got bigger fish to fry there. I wouldn't worry about that comment. I'd be worrying about stopping that two-headed running back monster that they have in Penn State.
I'm sorry, Sean.
It's okay. By the way, not to get too far off topic, isn't it crazy Brock Bowers had the best rookie season ever for a pass catcher, and he's not even in the top two discussion?
No, it's
for rookie
of the year? Well, it goes to show you how irrelevant the Raiders have been. 112 catches, I think it was.
He actually should be in that conversation. It's just that everything. Yeah. You know what? They should just have quarterback awards, and then
yeah, because
make
everything
other
goes through quarterbacks. You're absolutely right. Bob, Saquon Barkley gets disrespected.
Yeah, look how bald I look on the screen. I thought I would look less bald. I put like conditioner in my hair or like ointment afterward to brush it back.
It's a bad camera.
It's a bad camera angle.
It's horrifying.
See, the light here is too much on me, too.
I look like Uncle Fester. You remember him? Do you, Sean?
I do remember him, yes. No, you look way better than Uncle Fester.
Next.
So we're talking quarterbacks. A guy that has been in a discussion all season long at that position is Sam Darnold. People wondering, would the shoe drop? He struggled mightily against Detroit in the regular season finale. Will the playoffs be a referendum on his season as a whole, and will it determine his future in Minnesota?
That's a good question. Very well thought out question. And I think much like what you see from Russell Wilson, in a different level, it will apply to him too. Regular season is regular season. He's been outstanding. I think he took advantage of Kevin O'Connell, who's very good at scheming people open. He has two outstanding wide receivers and a good tight end, so all those work to his advantage. But they figured out how to get him in a position to make those plays, whereas other coaches and other teams didn't do it. However, because he has a decision to make, and they have a decision to make with J.J. McCarthy lurking, Joe, I don't know that they're going to commit to him if he has a bad game and they lose in the first round, which very much could happen here with the LA Rams.
66% of his passes for 4,300 yards and 35 touchdowns. It's not easy to find quarterbacks in this league, and there's no guarantee.
But they have one, and they...
Well, they think they have one.
Well, they made that pick.
Well, okay, but sometimes when somebody steps in and actually performs at that position, they leave you no choice.
What would you do?
I would keep Darnold at this point.
At 40 to 50 million a year? Again, that's the going rate.
I mean, look at the Steelers as Exhibit A here. They may be no closer to finding their quarterback than they were when Ben walked out the
door
4 years ago.
Which is why, if you're Minnesota, I would keep J.J. McCarthy. They felt so.
No, which is why, if you're Minnesota and you actually get a guy, keep him at any cost.
But the question was, what happens? He used the word referendum on a season. What if he throws three picks in this game? They lose, get upset. I assume they're favored, right? Even though it's on the road, Sean, they got... I don't know what a line is, but the point is...
I don't know what the line is in that game.
As a 14-3 football team, you would expect them to be favored against anyone, but...
No, I don't think one game undoes it for me.
You don't? So nope. You'd invest in him that time, and that means you'd have to do something with McCarthy.
Yeah, like parlay him into a nice pick and get Darnold more help.
They also have Daniel Jones on their roster.
My condolences to them. Next.
By the way, it is Minnesota -1. In that
so
matchup.
Basically a
That's going to be a good game. I'm
it
picking
really
the Rams
is.
In that game, by the way.
I think the Rams have what it takes, yes.
Well, it transitions perfectly into my next question, because Minnesota had such a great season, but because they did not win their division, they go as a wild card and they have to play on the road. We've heard this talked about quite a bit with college football recently, with teams getting the automatic buys that really weren't great teams. Do you envision or do you want a change to the NFL playoff format where a division winner is in the playoffs but maybe not guaranteed a top four spot and a home seat?
No,
I wouldn't
either.
I don't. In football, I think it's and to be honest, how many times have we had this situation arise? I know, you know, the Pirates, when they had third place behind the Cardinals and Cubs during that wild card spree, you know, they had 98 wins. Quite frankly, they should have won a division, any other division. They end up third or whatever. Sometimes you just have that. I wouldn't change the whole system. College football is different to me, though. That's why I would change the system of college. But in this case, I wouldn't do it.
I think you have to honor the division winner, except in one case, Bob. The only caveat I would throw in there is if you have a losing record, you forfeit a top four seed in a home game. If you have a losing record, I think.
How about if you have two teams tied with the same record better than the team you'd... that you suggest? What happens then? Who gets...
Now I'm confused and I don't know what you mean, and I don't want you to explain it. I want to move on.
Let's say it's an 8-9 team that wins a division, right?
Yeah.
But there are two other teams out there that have same identical records, which are better than 8-9. Then who gets their spot and where do they go?
I don't know and I don't care.
Okay, thank you.
Next.
This has been really not talked about that much, but I was baffled to read that Zeke Elliott requested a release from the Cowboys and has since signed with the Chargers, who are in the playoffs, apparently initially to the practice squad. Have you heard this?
Yeah.
So he could play for them in the playoffs. How is that allowed, that you can be released in the last week of the regular season, sign with the playoff team and be on the roster? And do you think he will have in any way an impact for the Chargers?
I don't know. I haven't heard of that much. It was like, it was almost like when a hockey team trades a guy at the deadline, says go chase the cup, except the deadline has long since passed. I guess you can waive anybody at any time.
That's the whole thing.
And say go ahead and win.
Thing. You just pick him up, put him on your practice squad. That's the first step. Then you can activate him. I don't know that you can put him straight onto your active roster. I think it has to go that route. I'm not sure.
But he
of that.
Would be eligible to play in the playoffs, I'm to understand.
Yes,
which
that's
seems
the only
like
reason
a,
he's there.
A major issue with how the system is set up.
I agree with Sean on that.
That could be a problem.
I think it's very insightful of him to say this.
I would not be relying on Ezekiel Elliott.
He averaged 3.1 yards a carry.
They should never have signed him in
He's as done as any running back I've ever seen.
Cordell Patterson?
Other than him.
They owe him another year at $3 million.
Next.
So, assuming, you mentioned that the game in L.A. could move. Assuming that that stays where it is, what is the best home field advantage this weekend for a team? And what is the worst home field advantage for a team? And just as a reminder, home teams are Houston, Baltimore, Buffalo, Philadelphia, Tampa, and the Rams.
Unquestionably, the best home field this weekend is Buffalo. It's going to be insanity there, and it's going to be snowy there probably, and it's just, and they're 8-0 at home. Add all of that up, Bob. That is the best home field advantage in the league, and there's no close second in my not-so-humble opinion.
I agree with every syllable and half-syllable you just spoke.
And what's the worst, you said?
Yes.
To me, it'd be Houston. I don't think... something about when they play down there, I don't feel any vibe.
Yeah, and I don't know. How are people feeling in Tampa? Has that gotten crazy again? I don't know enough. I haven't seen a game in Tampa all year.
Ask Charlie Borges. He's a big Bucks fan.
I would say Philly for this reason, that if things go south, the fans turn on them in a hurry. But at the beginning, it'll be crazy, right? But I think the potential for one of these things to go sour early is in Philly, as it always is, right, Bob?
And it wouldn't take early. It could be the first possession.
Could be the first throw of the game.
Yeah, it could be.
They'll be calling for Kenny Pickett.
They won't.
They're not that desperate.
I still haven't seen an update on Jalen Hurts.
He's
practiced and he looked good.
He's going to play. They've pretty much said it is a done deal. He's going to play regardless of what they've said so far.
I didn't know because
I have a question
stuff,
for you
know.
Guys. And don't look at this, Sean. I know you have the internet up in front of you. Secondary ticket market. What's the most expensive ticket for any game this weekend in the wild card round? Bob, you get the first guess.
The most expensive. Wait a minute.
I'm sorry. You didn't guess. I thought you were
going to. The most expensive ticket for any of these games.
Yeah.
I would say, even though they may not play the game, SoFi Stadium, LA.
Wrong.
Okay.
John?
Philadelphia.
Wrong. Right, but I saw you looking at your computer. You cheated.
Well, yeah, it says tickets as low as.
Well, why? I just told you not to cheat. Bob, he's looking at his computer cheating after I already said that.
It's like a hint. It's like an open book test.
All right, then I'm not asking you the second part. I'll ask Bob, what's the cheapest ticket I can get in for $68 to either one of these games?
I would say it would be Houston.
Yeah, you're right. Houston and, probably because of the situation out there. It's L.A., but Houston is the cheapest one. I don't know. Are the Chargers becoming too popular of a pick in that game? Like, does Houston just have nothing left? Because when I look at Houston, clearly they've been disappointing, but only by a half game on their preseason projection. And then I look at their actual schedule, and there's blights on it. Don't get me wrong. But they beat Buffalo. They lost by 2 to Green Bay. They lost by 3 to Detroit. They had a one-score game against Kansas City. They're this close to being a 12-win team. They finished 10-7. They still have C.J. Stroud. Even if he was off a bit this year, he's rested, he's healthy, he's ready to go. I still think they may have a big game in them, and Mixon was a revelation for them this year. I still think they might make a little bit of noise here.
No, I don't. I just think they have no cohesion right now. They've missed some of those guys. They don't have the same vibe that they did last year when they routed the Cleveland Browns in that playoff game.
Yeah.
That was a different vibe with that team. There's something missing, a second-year regression for Stroud. Whatever it is,
right.
I'm not buying anything there.
I'm sorry, Sean. Do you have anything left?
I have one final question.
Please.
And it transitions perfectly from what you just talked about. If the Steelers win, then the likelihood is they would play in Kansas City against the Chiefs. However, if Joe's fears come to reality and the Bills lose, the Steelers would then play the winner of the Texans-Chargers scenario. So I believe it would either be Kansas City or the winner of Texans-Chargers would be their opponent if the Steelers win. Those would be the only options. They could not play at Buffalo for the next round. If it comes down to the Steelers facing either the Texans or Chargers, knowing that Pittsburgh would be on the road, which team would you rather see? And would the Steelers at that point then be a favorite in that game on the road?
Absolutely not.
No, not favorite. But I think Texans would be the team I'd want to play.
Me too, even after everything I just said.
I fear Justin Herbert.
Justin Herbert and their head coach.
Yeah.
And when they were here, that was a battle until Herbert left the game injured.
Right.
They have a pretty good defense.